In the news this week, peers speak against a proposed conversion therapy bill which could criminalise Christians. Three primary schools ditch a local church for upholding biblical sexual ethics. And one of Singapore's youngest surviving babies is now a healthy five-year-old. Hello. Peers have criticised a proposed law that could criminalise ordinary Christians and loving parents. The House of Lords was debating Baroness Burt's private members bill, which seeks to outlaw attempts to change or suppress a person's expression of sexual orientation or gender identity. However, the vague proposals have the potential to criminalise Christians who engage in prayers or pastoral conversations with people who are struggling with LGBT issues. A number of peers spoke powerfully against the bill.
In nearly 40 years in Parliament, I have never seen a more badly drafted or dangerous piece of legislation. The world has gone mad. It seems to me that we normally in this House introduce legislation in order to fix a problem, not create new ones. And this undermines the family, attacks free speech, freedom of thought, and even religious belief. It is a dangerous, crude piece of legislation in a hugely complex and controversial area which is not suited to private legislation. It is all the characteristics of something written on the back of a beer mat after an unruly discussion in a pub.
My Lords, I do not think the public would forgive us if we passed a law which exposed parents to huge fines simply because they don't want their kids to get caught up in the social contagion that undoubtedly exists around trans issues. And the prospect of church ministers being fined for harmlessly upholding their beliefs within their churches is not one that any Democrat, liberal or otherwise, should welcome. This is not a good bill, badly conceived because it seeks to criminalise people for their opinions, and badly executed because it makes no effort to mitigate the damage to legitimate free speech and private family life.
According to the bill, practice, that term practice, would also have to demonstrate an assumption that any sexual orientation or gender identity is inherently preferable to another. And quite apart from questions over what that looks like or how it would be shown, it is a very broad test, my Lords. It could be met by anyone who believes that being male or female is tied to biology and who rejects the idea of gender identity. And I note that this belief, gender critical belief, is protected by equality and human rights laws. And there are many of that opinion in this House and certainly very many outside of it. And my Lords, it's clear that an offence looking at people's assumptions is getting into the realm of examining whether their thoughts and attitudes are acceptable. It's very dangerous territory, and I urge the House to reject this bill.
Three schools in Derbyshire have broken their long-standing relationship with a local evangelical church over its biblical stance on marriage. Watch On Church in Alfreton worked with schools for over two decades before three primary schools distanced themselves from the congregation in just 2 weeks. One head teacher said the church's beliefs opposed the values of different families, same love, while another said their school strives to promote LGBTQ+ inclusivity. Pastor Ryan Clark said he was disappointed the schools so easily dismissed the church after working together for over 20 years.
To the schools, I would say come and sit with us. Come and talk with us. Come and hear us out. Come and get to know us. Come and hear our message thoroughly. Not just respond on a whim to something that they presume they know about. That this is important. This is important for them as people, but far more importantly, it's important for the children that they're teaching. Come and speak with us. That's what I'd say to the schools. And don't just follow a narrative. Follow what is true and what is right and what is proper. To the churches, I'll be sterner. I think the church in this nation, not only here in Alverton, need to wake up, hugely need to wake up, and once again need to get to everything that is true regarding the Word of God. We need to return to the Word of God. So churches, be bold. You know, we read so easily through the Acts of the Apostles that they had a boldness. As I said, as I was preaching at a church I was visiting last night, this boldness is desperate in our hour. So be bold and trust the word of God.
A new poll has revealed that some Brits believe assisted suicide should be allowed for chronic disability, mental distress, and homelessness. In an online survey for religious think tank Theos, YouGov asked 2,500 adults for their opinions, revealing disturbing levels of support for assisted suicide in certain circumstances. 3/5 of people said those with a chronic disability should legally be allowed to seek assistance to end their lives, almost half backed legalising assisted suicide for people with dementia, and 36% favoured removing end-of-life protections for anyone elderly. Furthermore, 1 in 5 supported making assisted suicide available for people in mental distress, and 1 in 10 thought it should be an option for the homeless. Theos Head of Research Madeleine Pennington warned, "Any public debate inevitably takes on a life of its own, subliminally shifting our sense of what is morally acceptable or politically possible. Where this masks unexamined judgments about whose lives are worth living or whose situations are hopeless, we must pay particular attention. It is literally a matter of life and death." And finally, a girl born at 22 weeks in Singapore is now a thriving 5-year-old. Weighing just 510 grams at birth, Chelsea Kiu was hospitalised for 5 months before receiving a further 9 months of support for chronic lung disease. But despite being given almost no chance of survival, she has overcome every condition from her premature birth, except for a small hole in her heart, which is being monitored. Dad Raymond said, "We don't see any impact from the hole in her heart. She can still run about, take part in all activities, depending on her mood." Right to Life UK spokeswoman Catherine Robinson added, "Chelsea's amazing journey from her very premature birth and medical challenges to now living with no major health issues speaks to her resilience." Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.